USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 9 people are now dead after tornadoes hit the Nashville area early this morning. Nashville fire officials saying as many as 40 buildings have collapsed. Nashville Mayor John Cooper.
Last night was a reminder about how fragile life is. That at any moment, an event can show up and make us all too painfully aware of this.
Those tornadoes touched down just after midnight local time while most people were sleeping. Voters are casting their ballots in 14 Super Tuesday primary states. Bernie Sanders is leading in the biggest states. Pundits are interested to see how former VP Joe Biden does after 3 other moderate candidates suspended their campaigns after disappointing finishes in the South Carolina primary, the 3 endorsing Biden now. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Longtime MSNBC host Chris Matthews is calling it quits. The hardball host announcing his retirement on the air last evening. It comes after criticisms recently over comments he made about Bernie Sanders and remarks he made to some female co-workers. The 74-year-old noting that it's clear that compliments about women's appearances that many people, including himself, thought were still okay, were not okay and never were. Matthews hosted Hardball since 1997. A California man convicted of cyber-stalking families of victims of a Florida mass shooting will be spending 5 years in prison. Brandon Flory was sentenced yesterday to federal prison. The 22-year-old targeted families and friends of the Parkland High School shooting in Florida. Prosecutors say he used aliases that included the accused Parkland shooter and serial killer Ted Bundy. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Pope Francis still feeling under the weather, apparently, but not suffering from anything more serious than a cold. An Italian newspaper is reporting today that the head of the Roman Catholic Church has been given a test for coronavirus, but it came back negative. That word coming just days after the pontiff announced that he was skipping a Lent retreat for the first time since his election, and he also called off most of his public schedule last week. Facebook is pulling out of South by Southwest this year. The annual festival in Austin, Texas, brings together some of the biggest names in tech and music and film. But coronavirus fears are having a serious impact on would-be attendees. Monday's confirmation of Facebook's no-show plan, coming after Twitter announced over the weekend, it's also skipping the event. The event is set to run from Friday, the 13th of March, through the 22nd. And game show host Alex Trebek is lending his hand to the Los Angeles homeless crisis, the Jeopardy host donating $100,000 to the Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission, a nonprofit that's dedicated to prevention, reduction, and elimination of poverty, hunger, and homelessness. The nonprofit provides nearly 290,000 meals and 93,000 nights of safe shelter every year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.